Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. Some of the many services we offer include nursing and social work services. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Hal Bach.
Hi, John.
Hello, Hal. And honestly, it's a tremendous show. And even though this might sound weird, we're talking in reference to grief and depression and aging, etc. I'm looking at it very upliftingly, because we're getting advice that we need in order to help us today. And we're getting that from Dr. Susan Lindner, who has been on the show before, and is always welcome back because, and I apologize if I'm insulting anybody here, but there's certain kinds of doctors and there's certain kinds of psychologists and psychiatrists and all the different categories. The one thing from when Susan, Christina and I first met Susan is you can see she cares. So you can have a title, but if the title doesn't come with compassion, you really need your title. So fortunately, we have a woman with compassion, and
well,
I appreciate
you
always being here for us.
Thanks so much. I really do appreciate that. That's the biggest compliment for
now,
me.
So let's get back to empowerment.
Yes.
And it is very difficult. Well, I mean, like from, so now I'm going to give you a very basic, simple question. I'm a senior, and it's just like, what helps me get the first step?
Mm-hmm.
I know my life is not the best, and I'm saying that my kids are yelling at me, and whatever it is, it's like I should get out. I used to belong to the men's group, say in the synagogue or someplace, and I don't go there anymore. Other than a medical emergency where a doctor's coming in and saying, John, you gotta.
I know most of the listeners, and probably most people, are not going to really like this response, but the truth of the matter is change is key. So I'll give you some examples. Yesterday, I do some work in an assisted living facility, in a rehab. And yesterday I was in a rehab, and I'll give you an example. I was meeting with a senior, and he said to me, he's really afraid to go back home. He's been rehabbing. He had a fall, and he's been doing fantastic with his rehab, and I'm seeing him to address some of his depression and anxiety. And we get to it where we're starting to work on discharge planning, and he's really identifying the fact that he's afraid to go home. He's afraid to be alone again. His wife passed away. He said he does not feel safe in the house by himself because he's afraid he will fall again. And he feels he needs the extra support. And the home health aides that we were going to set up for him was not sufficient. So I broached the subject with him. I said, well, how would you feel about transitioning into an assisted living facility where you have the flexibility to come and go as you'd like, but you do have support, 24/7 support. There is also meal planning, and there's, they take care of your laundry, and you can bring some of your own personal things from your home. How would that feel for you? And he said, well, that would be a significant change. I'm like, it actually would be. It would be a really big change. And change is for the warrior spirit souls that we are. And, is that something, though, that you would consider? And, he really couldn't give me an answer. So I said to him, well, let's think about it. If you were, just envision it, because nothing's happening. You still are able to go home. But if you were to envision yourself to go to an assisted living, and we could take you for a site visit, tell me what you think you would get out of that. And now he starts. This is where the empowerment comes from. Well, I'll always be around people. I'll be able to make new friends. I'll have some support with my daily tasks, so I won't have to go up and down stairs, which was his fear because of doing laundry and falling. I'll have some meal preps. My family can come see me here. They have recreational activities and things that I enjoy. And it would be a little much more interactive for me. I wouldn't be as isolated. And I said, bingo. So not that you have to make the change, but you know what's very empowering? To know that there is an option. To know that there is an option. So if you want to take that leap of faith, calculated risks, leap of faith, if you want to take it, that there are options for you to feel better.
Right.
Right?
That's amazing. I mean, that's what you have to do in every everyday situation, almost technically. But at a certain point, it's harder. This is
a very radical example I'm providing to you. Excuse me. But what I'm sharing is that when you are feeling stuck emotionally, just saying to yourself, okay, if I wanted to get out of the situation, what are some of the options that I could get out? Let me just fantasize. Like family, it's very hard to get together with families during the holidays. Many people have complaints afterwards. There are arguments, there's tensions. So then how do you minimize the tensions during the holidays? Just think of some of the options. Just knowing that you have...
You have to have somebody with a gun at the table? No. Send them off to jail? No.
Just knowing, though, right, that you are thinking outside the box, outside of what we're quote-unquote programmed in terms of our traditional, let's say, gatherings, if we're using holidays for the example. Just knowing that there's an option to how we do things, that in and of itself can make you feel better. It empowers you because you know that everything that we do, even if it's having a family event at the Thanksgiving table, it's a choice to be there. And we all have the option of what we want to choose, you know, and how we want to move forward, right? Now, sometimes, though, when we choose, let's say, not going to a family event, if we were to use that as the example, then people say, well, I have guilt. And, you know, everyone's going to talk about me. It gives me anxiety. Okay, now let's talk about then how do you handle the guilt? How do you handle the anxiety? And it's really quite vibrant of a discussion. Nothing really is happening. And you can keep everything the same. But just having the discussion and knowing that, you know, you're thinking outside the box, you're giving yourself permission to say, maybe I want to make forget the word change. Change is very overwhelming for many people.
Right.
So let's say we'll make a little shift.
Right.
Just a little shift, right? That's different. That's like a little inch over to the left. That in and of itself says, oh, you know what? I do have a lot of options. So maybe the decision is you go to the family party, but you know because there's a lot of dissension, hypothetically, you make some shifts in your behavior and you make a decision, you know what, when I'm there, I'm going to sit back on that single little couch and I'm going to observe more than I'm going to talk. And I'm just going to take it in. I'm just going to let the day come and let it flow and let it go. Let it flow and let it go.
But if you're talking about the option of, for example, moving into assisted living,
mm-hmm.
I was once told that the worst thing in life to deal with is death. The second worst thing in life to deal with is moving.
Mm.
And I kind of believe that's true.
Mm-hmm.
Because what a dramatic change that is in your lifestyle. And if you're a senior citizen, it's a burden. That's tough.
It's very tough. First, let me appropriately just I just want to say my point would be not fear of death. It would be the fear of not having lived would be how I would classify the two. You said this is the two number one fears for seniors. I don't know if it really would be. I don't want to be disrespectful, but I don't think it's the fear of death. I think it's the fear of not having lived one's life fully and, you know, the way they wanted to. I have mm-hmm. a lot of patients who come in and they have regrets. That's number
one. Well, I wasn't talking about fear of your own death. I was talking about fear of having to deal with the death of a loved one.
Oh, can you say that a little bit differently so I understand clearly what you mean?
If you lose a loved one, that's a terrible event in your life. And fear that mm-hmm. event, I would think.
I have to ask you, are you saying that when, for example, when you lost your parents, the way you mentioned 15 minutes ago, was that one of your fears of having, I don't understand, of cleaning up?
No, all I'm saying is that anticipating the loss of a parent, you have a parent who's 90 years old, mm-hmm. they're not going to live much longer.
Mm-hmm.
So you anticipate that. There's a fear of that loss.
Yes, that's called anticipatory grief.
That's what I mean.
That's what that's called. This is anticipating the loss of a loved one when they're even still here. This is why many people, when they go through having lost someone, let's say, to older age or cancer, let's say, and they know that it's been chronic and persistent illness over the past few years where we have noticeable declines, and the family and the loved ones are adapting and they're more available and they're taking care and providing resources, there is what's called the anticipatory grief. You are anticipating the their death. And as you're doing that, you are grieving. And many of times what happens is when that person eventually does pass, many of times my patients will say they have relief. Well, what's giving them relief? Because part of them did their grieving in terms of anticipating the death of their loved one. So when the person is deceased, there's relief that the person's no longer in pain and suffering, and a lot of that person's own grief has been processed. And then you're absolutely correct that moving a senior can be quite radical and it can be dismantling, and many times it's not good. People want to be in their home, but there are times that even though seniors sometimes want to be in their home, it's very important for me to help them access their intellectual capacities and their good judgment and their sense of being empowered by saying, I know you would prefer to be in your home, but if you're saying to me that you want to be around people, you feel that you need 24-hour support, you need someone to help you with meal preps, here's an option for you. Okay, one option is stay in your home, of course, and we'll help you get Meals on Wheels, and we'll hook you up with the senior center, and the bus will come get you, and we'll help you maybe through the county. We can hook you up with someone to help you with medical appointments, and that's all well and good, and there's your option. But I just need you to know, and you don't have to choose it, but I want you to feel empowered by it, but you're not stuck right here. I want you to know, as hard as it would be, we have like a service that we can help move you out. We could take some of your few pieces of furniture, your pictures, take you to a site visit, show you around, and then you know what? And then you come back home and you think about it. Change doesn't happen overnight. You think about it. And maybe 5, 6, 7 months later, or maybe after a difficult winter, maybe saying, you know what? I was so stuck in the house. It would have been nice to have been at bingo on Wednesdays at 2:00 p.m. in that assisted living. And it would have been really nice to hop on that little shuttle that takes you into town for free. And if I'm in a wheelchair or I have the walker, that somebody's going to be there to help me get on and off the bus, so I'm careful on the steps. And the bottom line is, even if nothing happens, the fact that somebody's thinking about the options makes them feel like, okay, guess what? I'm not so stuck here. And not feeling stuck helps you get out of your depression also. Just not feeling stuck makes you feel a little bit better.
Unfortunately, but positively, that was a great ending, but we're out of time already.
Oh, my goodness.
But that was perfect. I mean, honestly, you hit everything on. You have to come back, which you do anyway, but even more frequently. That's it for now. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back. Thank you.